The following parts of a wagon are macabre tumor. The wagon itself is macabre tumor, even though it's made out of eight. Since it holds things in it, it's a cleate that has a receptacle, and therefore is macabre tumor. And the following parts of the wagon are made out of metal, and they're considered kelim and are also macabre tumor, even without a receptacle. Ha'ol shamak techez. The metal yoke that is put on the neck of the behemoth is considered a cleate and is macabre tumor. Rak katrit. And the metal pin that connects the wagon pole to the yoke pole is also considered a cleate and macabre tumor. Rak kanafayim ha'makablos es ha'ritzius. And the wings that hold the straps. These wings are metal pieces that stick out from the side of the yoke. And since they hold the straps, they're considered a clean, therefore, they're a macabre tumor. And the iron piece that is put under the neck of the animal, this iron piece is attached to the animal's neck with a string. And it keeps the animal from choking from the rope. Hatsomes, the support ring that is put on the yoke. This is a metal chain that is put around the animal to attach the animal to the yoke. Tamchuyos are small metal pieces that look like balls. They're put in front of the yoke. They're all considered kalim and amakabal tumor. Ha'inbal, the bell clapper, the piece inside the bell that makes the noise when the animal moves and motivates the animal to go forward. Bahatsinora, umasma amakabal eskut, the hooked metal piece that keeps the load in the wagon and keeps the load from falling out. And a nail that attaches any two parts of the wagon would be considered a kli and would be makabal tumor. Any nail that holds two things together so that they don't fall apart would be considered an important function in this wagon and would be macabre to me. The following parts of a wagon are tahar, are not macabre to me. Ha'ol ha'metzupa. A yoke that's made out of wood that's covered with metal is not macabre to me. Since the actual yoke is made out of wood, even though it's covered with metal, it has a din of a pshute cleate. They cleate without a keyboard, without a receptacle, and it's not macabre to me. K'nafayim ha'suyos l'noy. Wings that protrude from either side. They're only decorative. Since they're only decorative, they're not macabre tumor, they're not considered a kli. Uchfeferet hamashmios et hakol. A tube that makes a sound when the wagon moves, that tube whistles. That's not considered an important function, therefore it's not considered a kli. Va'aver shebitzad zabre behemah. Lead that is put on the sides of the neck of the behemoth, this is also decorative, and therefore is not macabre tumor, it's not a kli. Hasobev shogalgo. The metal hoop that goes around the wooden wheel. This metal hoop protects the wheel, but since the actual wheel is made out of wood, it's not macabre tumor. It's considered pshute cleates. Hatasim, any sheet metal in the wagon would not be macabre tumor. Bahatvuyim, any wooden part of the wagon that's covered with metal would not be macabre tumor. Again, it would be considered pshute cleates, even though it's covered with metal, would not be macabre tumor. Vishakam is mother's to hurt. And any other nails that don't serve a function, that are just decorative or tall, would not be macabre tumor. Bandele behemoth or matchos tumea. Shoes that are put on the feet of a behemoth, if they're made out of metal, they're tamei, they're macabre tumor. Even though the din is that any clothes or any tashita, any decoration that are put on a behemoth are not considered a kli and are not macabre tumor. But these shoes, since once in a while if a person would not have any other kli, would use these shoes for drinking, so they're considered a kli and they're macabre tumor. Shal sha'am tahari. But if the shoes that are put on the feet of the behemoth are made out of bark, in such a case they're tar, they're not macabre tumor, and these type of shoes nobody would use to drink from. Hasayat Mamasar Macabo Tuma. Meshiashu Finu. A sword that has become rusty and is no longer Macabo Tuma that cannot be used once it is rusty. At what point would it be Macabo Tuma again? The Mishnah tells us when it's rubbed down and the rust is removed, it would again be considered clean and would be Macabo Tuma. Ba'asake Meshiash Kizena. A knife that has become rusty and therefore no longer Macabo Tuma since it cannot be used because of the rust, at what point is it Macabo Tuma again? The answer is when it's sharpened, and by sharpening it, the rust is removed at that point. It would again be considered a kli and would be macabre to